This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Group Jab Business Spotlight. I'm shining a light on an Irish business that's helping people protect their skin every single day. Solace Skin was founded by Amelia Slattery with a simple mission: to make wearing SPF an easy, everyday habit rather than something we only think about on sunny holidays. Amelia joins me now to chat about her entrepreneurial journey building Solace Skin and why she believes there really are no days off when it comes to protecting your skin. Amelia, thanks for joining me on the show. What inspired you to start Solace Skin?
So I suppose how it started was, growing up, I've always had very fair skin and red hair. And I had a big family of old sisters and they were all brunette and tanned. So I was always the one that had to be super conscious of SPF and always reminded to wear it, etc. But I always hated the kind of relationship I had with SPF. Like, back in the day, it was always very sticky. It always left a white cast. It stung my eyes and it was just something I wasn't looking forward to doing. So like a lot of people, I would just try to skip it as much as possible, unless I was going on holidays and actually in the sun. And then I suppose during lockdown, like a lot of people, I'd edited TikTok and I quickly went down the skin talk rabbit hole because I wasn't going out as much. Skincare was much more prioritized. And I suppose like one thing that kept coming up again and again was dermatologists saying the most important thing you can do for your skin is wear SPF. It's not about the retinols or the serums. If you wear SPF every single day, that you're doing so much more for your skin than anything else. And they were always saying that it's not just for sunny days or for holidays, you should be wearing it every single day and it should be a part of your skincare routine. And I suppose that's kind of when I fell back in love, or as far as decided that I was going to be wearing this every single day. It was going to be kind of an important part of my daily routine. And then as I kind of like was speaking to friends and asking them about SPF, the kind of problem with SPF was people understood they should be wearing it, but I suppose the real issue like lied that nobody found an SPF that they liked and like they enjoyed using and they were looking forward to putting on every single day. And I suppose that planted the seed for Solace Skin. And I really wanted to create an Irish SPF brand that was made here. Our manufacturer is in Offaly. And I wanted to ensure that the formula was like super easy to use. And I really kind of, the ambition of the brand was to make SPF a habit as opposed to a chore. So that's kind of how the idea started of Solace Skin.
How did you get on in those early days bringing that to life? Did you face a lot of big challenges starting, you know, a business for the very first time? Something that is definitely a little bit more niche, but also the skincare market can be so, you know, it is massive at the same time. There are so many brands out there.
100%. Yeah, I suppose like I was working in London before I worked at Solace Skin, and I had an amazing job in the beauty marketing world out there. And I left that to pursue Solace Skin full time. So it was obviously very daunting. It was like a real mix of, I suppose, excitement and uncertainty starting a business from scratch. One of the biggest challenges I faced, I suppose, was, I think the main thing was, everything takes a lot longer than you think it is. Like, I've been working in this brand for over 2 years now, and we've just now got the products in our hand. Whether it's product development or, I suppose, supply chain, that was kind of the most difficult process for me, was supply chain being particularly delayed, just what's going on with current affairs, etc. You have to be patient and keep a momentum. And that was kind of the biggest challenge I faced. But in saying that, it kind of reinforced why I was doing this. I really wanted to make the products perfect and right, and taking your time making them perfect was the right option for us. I'm so glad we kind of delayed those ongoing challenges to ensure that Solace Skin was as good as it could be.
I know that you've got the cream, the mist, the lip balm. It's all about making it simple and accessible for people to wear SPF to remind them to do it, because so many people aren't. But why do you think so many people only associate SPF and sunscreen with holidays or with hot weather?
I think the reason that's a thing is because I think we've inherited that kind of as a nation. Like, I grew up thinking that sunscreen was like linked with beach holidays and heat, whereas SPF is about protecting your skin every single day. I kind of like to use the analogy of, you don't only brush your teeth for big events, you brush your teeth every single day because it's part of a routine, it's preventative. SPF, I think, should be viewed in the same light. The weather doesn't determine whether like UV rays are there. They're going to be there every single day. Doesn't matter if it's raining, snowing, if you're beside a window like I am, you're always going to be in contact with UV rays. And that is what SPF is there for, is to prevent your skin absorbing them and creating further ongoing damage. So I suppose I like to answer your question. I think it's a mindset we've inherited growing up, but I think thanks to TikTok and a lot more education, that is starting to shift. And I've seen that in the market myself.
One of your tips is to wear SPF even indoors, which I'm sure has surprised so many people. Explain why that's also very important.
Sure. So it's incredibly important, as I mentioned, to wear SPF every single day and not just during the good weather. The tagline for Solace Skin is no days off, which to me is so true. Like, as I mentioned, UVA rays, which are the aging rays, are present every single day of the year. They can penetrate through clouds, even through like window glass. So it's oftentimes you'll see on Instagram, have you seen stories of truck drivers? A lot of the time, half of their face has a lot more significant sun damage is because they're driving all the time and they're close to that window, which is a really interesting fact. And same with airplanes as well. You think you're kind of safe because you're not outside. You are right next to a glass window, and therefore you are absorbing UVA rays the same as you would if you're walking in the street on a sunny day, which is crazy.
That is wild. I love to... One of the main things I love about this show is I learn something new every single day. And that is one
for sure.
I did not know that that was a thing. I think I would have guessed if you were in a really, really hot country. But for that to still be something that's important, even in the Irish climate, it's very important that people hear that and know that. There have been a lot of calls to scrap the 23% VAT rate on sun cream. A lot of people saying it's an essential, not a cosmetic product for the reason for that. Do you think that would encourage more people to wear it daily?
100%. Like, this is a topic I am super passionate about. A lot of people aren't aware that skin cancer is, in fact, the most common cancer in Ireland, and those cases are rising year on year. And the fact that SPF is still taxed 23% is a barrier to entry for loads of people. I view SPF as a preventative health product as opposed to a cosmetic product. And I think if that VAT was removed, a lot of people would see that in a similar light. We know that daily sun protection helps reduce the risk of skin cancer and protects against long-term UV damage. So making it more affordable, in my opinion, is only going to be a positive step for this country. Like, on top of that, I've actually written and reached out to both Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill and also Minister Simon Harris to express my support in removing that 23% VAT on all SPF products. And I really have shared why I believe it's an important public health issue. I suppose my hope is by making SPF more accessible, we can encourage more people to wearing SPF every single day and not just when they're going on holidays. So I suppose ultimately, if we do remove VAT, it will help even a small percentage of people build a daily habit of SPF use, which in my eyes is a massive win for the country. Like, prevention is always better than the cure. And I think by removing that barrier to entry, it is the right direction in skin health.
Even if it only encourages a handful of people to wear
100%.
Sun cream, isn't that better than nothing? And I'm sure that a lot of people will agree with your point of view there, because it is something that has been talked about a lot, particularly now that we're in a very strong era of climate change and you're seeing the hotter weather. I think it comes up more and more frequently, because even though you should wear sunscreen all the time, there are a lot of people that will only pick it up when it's hot outside. And now it's being hot outside even more frequently than it ever was. I mean, look at the crazy heat waves we've had. Going back to Solace Skin, what is next for you and your brand? I know that you've just officially launched. It's all been really exciting. Do you have any sneak peek of what's coming over the next little while?
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of what we have going on at the moment, we are still very, very new. We've just launched 6 weeks ago, and we've got three products. We have a face cream, SPF 50, a face spray. To your point, it's very handy. You want to top up throughout the day, and we should be like reapplying SPF every 2 hours. And then we also have an SPF 50 lip balm. So in terms of what's coming, we are expanding the portfolio. I'm currently testing out loads of new products that we're going to be launching later this year, which is really exciting. As well as that, we'll be launching in our very first major Irish luxury retailer, which I am super excited about, because it's a massive milestone for us and something I'm incredibly proud of, considering the brand is so young. So yeah, still very early days for Solace Skin, but this is just the beginning. We've got loads of exciting things going on behind the scenes.
It's amazing to be at the beginning of the journey and be watching it all kind of unfold around you. And it does seem to be a product that people are genuinely really enjoying. If there's someone listening to you this evening and is really inspired by you as an entrepreneur, what would your biggest piece of advice be for them now that you're standing where you are?
100%. I would say, like I say to everybody, is just start. You don't need your whole business plan to be perfect before you begin, because by the time it's perfect, you'll think of another problem. So take the small steps, test your ideas with friends and family, learn from your mistakes. It's something I've like leaned on 100%. Don't be afraid to ask for help, like seek out mentors. It can make a huge difference by speaking to someone that's more experienced in the industry, and also learning as you go. Like, you're never going to know the answer to everything at the beginning. Just keep trying, keep asking questions, keep learning, and definitely not a mentor where you can. I find that really valuable, and it's something I've taken into consideration myself.
If you could shout at another entrepreneur or Irish business, who would they be and why? Who have you been a bit obsessed with lately?
I feel like I've been obsessed with loads. I think I have two people, if that's okay. So the first is the amazing Anya Kennedy, who is the founder of The Smooth Company, who everybody knows and loves. And I think the second would be Jenny Hare, who is the founder of GG Supplements. The two of the girls are absolutely smashing it, and I have caught up with both of them separately in my journey. They've been so generous with their time and shared so much knowledge with me, and they've answered my most basic questions, so I owe them a lot. And like, their time is so invaluable, and their experience, and as well as that, like in as well as those two girls, the Irish female founder community in Ireland is absolutely massive, and it's amazing. It's something I've been really blown away by. There seems to be a real willingness to help one another and share advice and share each other's wins. So I've been really amazed and inspired by how amazing the Irish female founder community is here in Ireland. So don't be afraid to reach out. Everyone's always helpful and looking to see each other win.
Where can we find you online, Amelia, if people want to check out your products and follow along with you and your story?
So you can shop the full range at sullisskin.ie. We are also stocked in a growing number of retailers across Ireland, and some extra retail announcements coming soon, like I've mentioned. But I think the best place to keep up to date with everything is through our Instagram and TikTok channel, which is sullisskin. And we post on stories all the time with updates of what we're doing next.
Amelia, thank you so much for joining me on the Business Spotlight on iRadio's Group Chat this evening.
Thanks, Valerie. Good to speak to you.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.